Thanks so much for tuning in to another edition of the Bloody Legends with Jai, that Aussie metal guy, and Jim Taylor. Make sure you're a bloody legend and hit that like and subscribe so you can keep up to date with all the great content from these bloody legends. G'day, how are you all going?
There we go.
It's Jai, that Aussie metal guy, here with the Bloody Legends podcast. And for that, I have my awesome co-host, Jim Taylor, JB Taylor Music. Jim, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, man.
The Bloody Legends we have are Suffer the Avenue. We have Jay, a.k.a. Jay Sunken. And can I do it? El Gran Oso, a.k.a. Dom, to talk about all things Suffer the Avenue.
Wonderful.
Including their forthcoming EP, Super Debtor, which is volume 2, pardon me. Super Debtor comes out April 12th. Cheers for joining us, guys.
Thanks, man. No worries. Thanks for having us.
This is great, man. Awesome.
Absolute pleasure. Absolute pleasure. As Jim downs some Southern Comfort and you guys have your brews and I have my H2O. For the uninitiated, guys, can you just give us a brief rundown of kind of who Suffer the Avenue are?
I guess we're just four mates that hung around for 20 plus years, all into music, all into the same things, being rat bags and getting down to some good tunes.
That's the one. So how did you pick up said instruments, Jay? You're the drummer extraordinaire over there, the heartbeat of Suffer, and then we've got the axe master over there with Dom. Tell us a little bit about kind of how you started in your prospective fields there.
I think it was grade 7, like a high school band come to our primary school, so it was like clarinets, saxophones, all that sort of shit.
All the good stuff.
Yes. But there was a drummer part of this band, and it just blew me away. It was like, fuck, that looks cool as shit, man. I want to do that. And, asked my old man for a kit and took a bit to convince him that's what I wanted to do. But eventually he caved and bought me one and started learning from there. And then following year, I met Dom, first year of high school. So grade 8, and we quickly worked out that we're into the same shit, loved same bands, and his grandpa was a known guitarist around the place as well, so it was in his blood but he just started learning guitar around that time, and because we were bonding over the same sort of bands, we'd jam these bands, you know, like Nirvana and that sort of thing, and just sort of grew and grew from there, so... And we worked out that we gel really easy together. So with writing songs and just jamming any cover, just sort of on the same page, it just clicks. So we worked out pretty early that we had something special between us, and we just kept going with it. So
me and Jay have, like, through the whole, like, since we were 13, have been pretty much in each other's bands. Whether the band changes, like, it's normally, like, sort of like a two-piece feat over it, but we're just together, and then other members have changed, but, we've always had a pretty good connection together.
You guys have been the core of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, okay, that's awesome.
Like, Dom and Vinny, like, they're just always in the band together, you know?
I totally get it, man. No, I totally get it. You came out of another band called Maniacal? Am I saying that right? No.
So that was neither of us. That was our old singer. Like,
I'm sorry. I realized.
but it is, man. Like, all these bands are just like, we've been in this one, and like, there's members of that one that were in with us, and like, it's just like a rat's nest of people.
The South Australian scene is pretty bloody tight. Like, speaking of Maniacal, I think Andy Kite, he done their the studio they recorded over with Andy Kite for their EP, and you guys have actually done that, I think, for the last few as well as released that. It's all super tight, the SA scene, especially like you guys growing up in a regional area, you know what I mean? It's obvious that you kind of gravitate to each other, because I know what it's like growing up and living in a country area as well. There's not many of us metalheads around.
So, yeah, exactly. And like, even less of them that can play an instrument as well. So, like, if and, you're short of bass play, like, there's a guy to go to, or two guys to go to, you know.
Right.
Like, it's very limited as to who's playing, actually playing music.
Right. It reminds me of, like, New England, where you had Overcast, Killswitch Engage, Shadows Fall, and All That Remains were all in the same freaking area.
Yeah.
And they just were like in and out of each other's bands.
Yeah.
So that's very cool. That's a cool family to have, you know what I mean?
But I guess realistically we've been pretty lucky. We've had a couple of long stints where we've kept the same few people together and really been able to find our style, find what works for us, get some good stuff written, and then also get out and play a fair bit of it. And then, so our original band was Antacid. And
oh, I love the name.
That was Rob's great.
I live on them.
Oh, man, that's great.
So that was our first one. And sort of me and Jay, that's what me and Jay started in year eight. And then I moved to a different town. He sort of followed, and we reignited it with two new members from that town. And then we eventually ended up back in our hometown, Port Pirie, and brought in two of Jay's old band members from when I'd moved away. It's the true crime thing with the red strings going everywhere?
Yeah.
That's what this band is doing. But we landed and this is probably our best lineup yet. So,
yeah, well,
it sounds awesome.
It does. It's a killer lineup. Mm-hmm. And I want to go back a little bit to kind of the vocalist changes we had there kind of after that Persuaders album dropped. That was an absolute ripper. And then you just kind of went through this flux where it's like, oh, we need got to get another vocalist because life happens, people. Tell us a little bit about that process and getting in the new vocalist, because he's done a fucking, like, a ripping job, man, on these two, like, EPs. Like, absolutely unreal. I'm really digging, like, his vocal fucking delivery as well. So tell us a little bit about him and kind of him coming on board.
Yeah, so like you said, life happens. Obviously, Smithy couldn't put in the time that, like, he knew he was probably selling us a bit short with what he could provide, because obviously we've all got kids and, like, just the support that he gets, he needs to be there for them. So we went on a bit of a trek. We tried out a singer. Shit didn't really pan out. And then Nick used to be in a band with DT called Half Chewed Pickle.
Fuck yeah.
So we hung out with him a little bit. Like, I filled in for a show for them when they were doing something. And, we got along great with him. And Jay knew him through doing a bit of their artwork and stuff like that. So, it was like our last option. We were like, come in. And he came in and just fucking slayed it, man. Like, he approaches it differently. He doesn't have heaps of musical training, I guess you would say.
Or experience.
And he was just like eager, man. He was keen. Like, you throw something out, yep, let's give it a go. Let's do this. Let's try it. And it's been really good.
Let's try something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we wanted someone, we like to take the piss out of ourselves. So we wanted someone who was on the same wavelength in that sense.
Yeah.
Not take things too seriously and just have fun with it, because that's what it's all about, just having fun. And fuck,
we did not know what we were in for.
Yeah, he takes it to the next level. He just, no fucks given at all, man, and he fits in perfectly. Like, it's just, it was like it's meant to be the whole time. So we can't be happy enough with Nick. Like, he's just worked out so well, and he just fits in. Like, he should be part of the band more than what we should.
Yeah.
Like, it's excellent. So.
He really embraces that suffer energy.
Yeah.
He has a very much a... So I was just telling Jai this when we were listening. It's you guys have such like this melange of sounds that is that I it's like I can't it's hard to place in a good way. He's got such a punk vibe with like the way he sings, and then his bark is like, to me, he sounds like, this is gonna sound weird, he sounds like Zach De La Roca and then like Dexter Holland from The Offspring, and like, and he'll jump, and then like even your styles, like I hear Deftones, I hear Rage, I hear Linkin Park, but then I also hear like Incubus kind of funk in it, and then I hear Infectious Groove / Suicidal in you guys. You guys are your, but you're your own thing. So very cool stuff.
That is a massive compliment, and we will
definitely no, I mean it. Seriously.
He would love that. That is a great assessment, and I don't know if we can live up to it.
Yeah, well, trust me. No, it's great. Oh, it's great, dude.
And that kind of come back to you guys kind of to having fun with the music and not locking yourself kind of into one style, you know, because you've all bringing these different influences into the band as well, so it seems like you're all able to kind of have your say and your part in the band.
Yeah, for sure. And we when Smithy was still part of the group, we wanted to try. Oh, something just happened on the screen. You guys still there?
I just saw you.
I'm still here. I'm still
Yeah, we're here.
Don't worry about me.
You did a max headroom. You're good, though.
I know.
when Smithy was part of the team, we wanted to try and branch out and do some more melodic stuff and maybe get back to some more new metal flavors. Because we were like Persuaders and all that sort of stuff was like pretty thrashy, pretty fast. We wanted to add some more elements in there. Like we sort of exceeded that genre for us. I think we wanted to sort of branch out a bit more. And he was pretty one track mind in that sense. He just wanted to just fast and heavy. Let's just go for it. Heavy. So we wanted to sort of try something different anyway. And when Nick come on board, we sort of presented that to him.
We used that as a point to like sort of change direction. Like it was a clear point. Obviously a changing of the guard. We can do what we want from now and bring in someone who's like a bit more open to just doing whatever.
Trying new.
And yeah, like you said, we'll just go in there and just write whatever. There's no plan. There's no, this song should sound like this. It's just fucking just go hammer and tong and see what happens, see what turns out. So it's a fun way to do it.
And you get the most interesting stuff out of that.
Yeah, I think, especially if music, or like dial that back, but like a song goes in a direction you're not expecting is what we like to try and do. Like you do something here and it should go here, but then we'll sort of like pivot on you. We try that anyway.
So tell us the other one I was thinking was Soulfly was the other one I thought of for you guys.
Yeah, dude. So
On the upcoming EP, there is a Soulfly cover. So
yeah, I see that. Tell us all about it, dude. Because you got Timmy B from that as well. Just covering the Pain track as well. Soulfly, dude, is like very first tattoo I ever got was Soulfly. The lettering off of one of the albums, dude. I went in there and I'm like, I want it this big. Oh my fucking chest, and he's like, it's gonna cost you this much. And I'm like, just put it this big on the top of my arm there. It's all just right there.
Yeah, dude, Tim channeling Max. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
It is wild. I can't sitting there listening because we couldn't see him in the booth. But just listen to it. We're like, fuck, man, that is Max. Like, he hits that so hard and so precise. It was wild.
Oh, that's cool. He done that's going to be rad to hear.
Oh, yeah, you've done an amazing job, dude. And it does appear people on the new EP, Volume 2, Super Debtor, does come out April 12th. Everybody bloody chuck in your pre-orders for that. You got pre-orders for them, guys? Or where's the best like place?
It's like a pre-save, I think. So if you pre-save. Pre-save. And then as soon as it's released, it'll go straight to your library sort of thing. So.
And you do have some merch as well. I'd like to fucking plug the pluggables as well. Where are you selling your merch from? I did actually jump over and have a look at that before.
So it's through the print bar.
Yeah, prints.
If you hit up our Facebook page, all those links are right at the top there. So
yeah, we got tees, we got stubby holders, we got hats, bucket hats, truckies caps.
The ones with the fancy flat fucking flat plot from school, man. They rock, yeah, those ones, dude. I've actually
seen
them at gigs, he's man. Go get it. Yeah, dude, I've seen these suffer a heap of times playing live, man. Absolutely unfucking real playing live. And you guys have a few shows all way to dry. Jade gets back in to chat about it as well. But these guys put on a great show, Jim. I fucking caught them. What was it back when yous were, was it the Super Heist? They won a competition, Super Heist, for putting on for support bands in each city. Yep. And they couldn't pick. Adelaide is like three bands they had on because they couldn't pick out of it, wasn't it, dude? Like, wow. It was, you guys, yeah, there we go.
What am I looking at here? What just happened?
Yeah.
Oh.
There we go. That's
that looks next rad. Level.
That's going to be perfect for the US listeners or watchers, man. Get that at the moment. It's going to start coming into summer. You're going to need that coming soon. That's for sure.
You get the neck protection as well.
Exactly.
I take that.
You can't argue with sun safety.
No, especially when you've got those festivals coming up. Europe, you got some European festivals coming up. I want to see you all wearing your stuff of every new hats. That's for bloody sure. So tell us about the first single off of the EP, A New Empire. I think he's kind of dropped through heavy in that as well, or
I'm kind of a little bit pissed off that Godzilla decided to like bring out a Godzilla Kong The New Empire. Sort of stolen a bit of our thunder with the googling there.
It's like that Test Eagles turned that shit up when they dropped it just before Rage Against the Machine. Remember, like fucking ages ago, man. Supporting Adelaide music for quite a while now, that's for sure. So I was touching on some gigs you guys have coming up. I'm going to share some flyers as well. I think you have a launch show as well, which is Friday, April 19th at the Travellers Rest Hotel. It's kind of a Metal United warm-up as well. It does feature Hidden Intent there, which are fucking another band I've caught a whole stack of times. Hell Machine are unreal. I caught them at Churches of Steel a couple of years ago. They were unreal.
Are they the two-piece?
Yeah, they are, dude. Yep. I think they're from fucking Alice Springs, man, or something like that. Or Dave drove down, like, how fucking stupid for that one, man. That was unreal. That was so bloody good. All the bands on this, Shadow Monarchy, are unreal as well. Just a little bit of a gig, man. How important it is to get these ones? You've got the Moodoo following up on the next day as well.
Yeah, well, I think the idea was originally Hidden Intent. They wanted to do like a bit of a warm-up show. They haven't sort of played around this area for a while, a year or two, I guess, but they were pretty keen to do something down here. So I think the idea is spawned from them. But a mate of ours, Benny McGee, who's in Aftershock, he's sort of set all this up for us. So he's the brains behind it, along with Dan Pierce from False Flag. But they were just keen to put something on, man, and Hidden Intent. They were super keen and we're always keen. So, made sense to do it on the same weekend as well because the band's already here. Let's just make a whole weekend out of it and, get amongst it. So we've never played Travellers Rest, so I don't know how it's going to go, but I'm sure – I think the last show they had there sold out.
That'd be great.
Should be pretty cool.
Yeah, the Travelers Rest, and then you got Phoenix Park at Port Pirie as well. Three False Flag. I thought it was really cool to see Benny being a part of that, man, because I know what a staunch supporter he is. You see him at just about every
everything, man.
Show is unreal, man. So to see him like kind of getting behind this and starting to put on some shows over there as well, and you know, in conjunction with what Dan's doing, I think it is really great for regional areas, and you guys grew up in a regional area. You know how important it is to have exactly these original bands, and especially these heavy bands, especially for the younger generation, the teenagers coming through. I was talking about in another interview how hard these teenagers fucking rip it up at some of these shows. To be able to bring stuff to the area is amazing.
Yeah, it is great. And like, I see it because I've got a 17-year-old daughter. She's into the music we're into. Like, all her friends, they're keen to get out for shows. Jay's daughter's, she's in a band now. Like they're just all into this great music, and it's like real good to see. Like, it's got, I guess the pandemic fucked the whole scene, and like, we were worried about how it was going to bounce back, but I think it's coming back even harder. Like, there's a little bit more appreciation for it now. Like, we can actually get out and actually do shows, and you can get in the mosh pit now, and it's not fucking social distance. It's wicked.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I know. I remember catching you guys in a couple of mosh pits, actually. 36 Crazy Fists was actually a pretty wild one, dude. Seeing you guys in that one, that was absolutely crazy. I was trying to do great photography band at this show, Jim, and these guys were fucking going off. It was unreal. Do grab you every now and then. Fuck yeah!
You know what happened, mate, man? We come down to Adelaide that day, and I think we were wasted by 7:30. I don't encourage it. It was just, what did I do? It was a great night. It was just
things happen.
I got carried away before I even knew it, and it was about 7:30 at night, even before the show had started, and I reckon he suplexed me into a bush at the front of the venue. That's the sort of level we're talking about. And I don't know, it made the night better. Like, we still remember it. It was awesome. Like, we'd seen Crazy Fist before, but not in such an intimate setting. So it was freaking wild, man.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, that was cool. They didn't even have any barriers up. I think that was part of the last fest.
No barrier. The stage is a foot high.
Like, fist bumping, bloody bass player and shit.
Man, that was absolutely...
And it's great, like, Steve Holt, the guitarist from Crazy Fist, is, like, one of my, like, biggest influences. I can't understand
underrated
how
band
much I like Crazy Fist, man. He is, like, absolute Jesus to me. Like,
indeed.
If fucking Dimebag's God, Steve Holt is Jesus. Like, that's the level. I fucking love him.
They are underrated. I remember I bought, because of the... I want to say it was Resident Evil 2 soundtrack. I got a Snowcapped Romance.
And
I thought, so I was like, these guys are no joke. And Brock Lindau is a tank of a singer. I just started getting everything past
range,
that.
Man.
That's it. Well, that's, and now that I hear it, cause all I can hear it is, I can hear the song. It was off Resident Evil. Your boy has that vocal, that shout rasp. Then it goes into the melodic singing. The one that was now swallow these capsules.
Bloodwork.
Yeah. That and but then he's got that. Well, isn't it? I was like, but all I can hear is that last that the last 3 minutes and that just that aggression, man. And it's just incredible. Oh, did we freeze?
We froze. Wait up. Yeah, well, we were talking about 36 Crazy Fists. That's what Jim was saying. We were like neck deep in 36 Crazy Fists talking about. Yeah, that was unreal. We'll continue on, but I want to talk about another show you guys have as well, which I know Jim's probably going to be wishing he was over, that was recently announced. I think it's over in Broken Hill, isn't
Silverton.
It? Silverton, that's the one. Yeah, dude. Metal.
Oh, my God.
Tell us all about it, guys.
I guess we get to channel our inner Mad Max.
I know. It's going to be good, isn't it? They weren't kind of fucking fired off. They put on that post saying they were going to have this festival at the Mad Max fucking compound area they've got over there.
Oh, I love it.
Heaps of bands kind of hit off on it. I know Witchgrinder have just dropped their album yesterday. You got Darker Half, Flaming Wreckage are about to drop an album. Firestorm just dropped their fucking EP. Hidden Intent have just toured all over fucking... But they were Europe, weren't they? Went all over fucking Europe, didn't they? Not long ago. Then fucking China, Japan, Asia. Fucking everywhere, dude. One of the hardest working bands in South Australia.
Jeez, there's like 30 bands.
Vocatus, The Plague, Headboard.
Yeah, two-day festival.
Hell Machine, Sundowner, Anton Mazia, those left behind, which fucking Timmy's on the Pain fucking track you guys have on the Super Deada as well. Apocalypse, Annihilation, Sons of Erebus, Adelaide band, Reaver, Headstone Villain, Mildura, you guys, Suffer the Avenue, Armored Earth, Firing Squad, Maxim, Skyhammer, fuck, they're from Adelaide as well, man. Some good fucking Adelaide bands making some appearances here, dude. It's good to see SA representing on this one, man.
Yeah, dude. And it's like a two-day camp out sort of festival, so she's gonna be hectic, I reckon.
Yeah, man, it's good to see tickets kind of rolling out the door for that one as well. Look, we're probably going to sign out. What's that?
Oh, not to mention there's two bands to be announced yet too, so I'm not too sure
what
they've got on their sleeves. But
that'll be interesting. That'll be interesting.
We're kept in the dark on that one, so yeah, it could be awesome, man.
Yeah, no, I want to kind of get over there. Jim, do you have anything else you want to chuck in there, my friend?
No, I'm this has been awesome, gentlemen. I need to get down there, and I told Jai all I want to do is just bring my keyboard and mandolin. I play electric mandolin, and just whoever needs it, I'm just gonna travel.
we'll put a guest spot on. Yeah, like I said, no door is closed in Suffolk. We'll use anything.
There we go. Remember that, people. I'm loving the new sound. I'm loving the changing of the guard, dude. Look, Volume 1, Super Dead, is an absolute fucking ripping EP, man. Sick Can't is a great way to start the fucking EP as well. But Super Deader, man, absolutely unreal. Continues on with what you guys have got going on. I'm looking forward to what the future holds for Suffer. That being said, everybody, as he mentioned, the guys mentioned, you can jump over, pre-save it. Everybody pre-save it. Also, head over to their fucking YouTube, subscribe, hit the bell, fucking like, follow, all that shit that doesn't cost anything to support a band. Also, merch. Fucking buy merch, people. Get along, buy
that
shirts,
hat.
Buy the sick hats.
Yes, support that exact hat.
Exactly. You got it. That one right there. Cool. Everyone support Suffer the Avenue. Guys, do you have any last words, shout-outs, thank yous, or anything else you'd like to add in there, my friends?
Yeah, maybe jump on YouTube, check out the new film clip as well, New Empire. Watch Jay get fucked up and dragged through some scrub. That was pretty cool.
Oh, God.
Got a couple of shows coming up. Get down to them and stay tuned on the Suffer page for what's new and happening.
That's the one. Everyone grab some Suffer the Avenue, chuck it in the stereos, crank it up really loud. The neighbors are going to want to hear it too. Super Deada does come out April 12th. Everyone get that as well. Cheers, guys.
Cheers. Thank you very much.